I feel bad for male squirrel monkeys.
What? Why?
Because they can't detect the colors red and green. They're red-green colorblind.
Maybe, but scientists at the University of Washington used gene therapy to make squirrel monkeys produce proteins that allow them to see red and green.
Really? That's awesome.
It is, actually. Because most scientists assumed that it was impossible to create full-color vision in an animal that never had had it. The brain just isn't wired for it, or so they thought. But evidently that's not the case. Very soon after the monkeys got the gene they needed to start making the protein for red-green vision, their brains worked to process those colors.
So it's like their brains were ready and just waiting for the right components to click into place.
Something like that. But this doesn't mean that scientists can now fix color blindness in people.
Why not?
Well, monkeys' brains are different from human brains, for one thing, and it's not certain what colors the monkeys are actually seeing. So it's impossible to tell how the same procedure would work in people without actually trying it.
But in any case, I'd think that the experiment with the monkeys gives scientists some insight into how color vision works and how it has evolved.
And you'd be right. And the more we learn, the better chance we'll have of addressing color blindness in people in the future.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Thomas Busey in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.